I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get on the phone here, apparently some 200 American contractors are trapped at the Balad Air Force Base. And their escape route is cut off. They're going to try and get the Iraqi Air Force to get in there and do an evacuation. But it does look like there's this huge uprising of the entire Iraqi population that are taking their country back. We're getting another story here. This is very alarming. This is being reported by The Guardian that Obama is urgently considering air assaults on targets in Iraq and in Syria, that he may use this confrontation in Iraq to justify going in and carrying out airstrikes in Syria when we're all not looking. Alrighty, we're going to go over to the phone here, and I think joining us on the line is Dr. Gilbert Levin. Dr. Levin, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, good. I'm very glad to hear that. And the reason I wanted you back on the show today, this being Friday the 13th, we're going to just take a little break away from all the war and economic news and everything and get back onto a much lighter subject, one that's very important to me, of course. And that, of course, is the idea of the current state of Mars scientific expeditions, the question of whether or not there is life, and this incredible amount of hemming and hawing and shuffling of feet that we have been seeing from NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, going all the way back to Viking in 1976. Now, everyone's talking about Curiosity and its mission on Mars. But apparently there's some experiments that have not been conducted, and there's one called the Liquid Extraction Organic Analysis. What is the state of that? Why has that not been done?
Well, I have queried NASA several times on that. I even sent a FOIA in, Freedom of Information Act inquiry, and they tell me it has not yet been done. Now, some of my NASA friends tell me that the reason is they suspect that there could be contamination of that instrument from chemicals brought from Earth in the spacecraft, and therefore they hesitate to run it. Well, my position is that's never going to get better. And indeed, if they ran it, they could subtract out the chemical signals that they know could be contaminants and look for other things that are not contaminants. Now, why they haven't done that in 2 years is baffling to me. And our philosophy on Viking was as soon as we got down on Mars, we wanted to do our important experiments quickly because we might lose the spacecraft through some accident or communications could be cut off. And these things have happened to Curiosity, but they seem in no hurry to do their key experiments.
Well, there's an interesting story about Viking. First of all, we all celebrate Viking as the first soft landing on Mars, but that's not entirely historically accurate. The Soviet Union actually beat the United States to a soft landing on Mars, but the spacecraft ran for something under a minute before it failed and they never communicated with it again. So there definitely is this idea that once you're down, you do the important experiments as quickly as you can. The software to handle the images coming from Viking was originally written on the presumption that we were only going to get a maximum of 256 images from each camera from both landers. And, of course, that proved to be a huge embarrassment when those landers just kept on going and going and going like the Ever-Ready Bunny. And we wound up getting 4,000 to 5,000 images from each of the cameras on each of the landers. And we were scrambling to rewrite the software for all of that. I think looking at all these stories that we've been getting from NASA, it does seem like there's a certain lack of forthrightness. If you'll remember back on November 29th, 2010, NASA issued a press release announcing there was going to be a news conference the following week about an amazing finding related to extraterrestrial life. And then next week came and went and nothing was ever found. And since then, we have been seeing all these stories about how Curiosity is finding indications that Mars was once habitable, but they're sort of dancing around the question about, is it habitable now and is there anything there? And I think what's going on here, when we go back and we look at Viking, about how your labeled release experiment delivered an absolute positive result indicating biological activity, NASA just sort of ignored it, tried to claim it was a faulty test, and they relied on the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer, which was supposed to look for organic molecules and didn't find any, but we know now because of the high perchlorate content of the Martian soil, that experiment could never work. And as a matter of fact, it did detect high levels of chlorine in the samples, and Mars made the same excuse they did about the extraction organic analysis. Oh, it was contaminated with the sterilizing solution that came from Earth. And I know I've shared this with you before, but I'm going to mention it again for the benefit of our new listeners. When Marco Polo returned from the Far East, his stories of the culture of ancient China were a threat to the power structure of Europe, especially to the church, which did not want the population to know that there were advanced civilizations elsewhere in the world that did not even know who Jesus Christ was and were not subject to rule by the all-encompassing Roman Catholic Church. And they threw Marco Polo in prison. The Dominicans locked him up. But eventually stories were circulating and they had to let him go. But they tried to hide that from the people of Europe because that knowledge was going to change the reality of their political life. And I think the same thing is going on here. We have a government that's trying to keep us all focused on working hard and paying the Federal Reserve Bank, breeding new soldiers and workers and going off to war. And if it were ever obvious to the general population that, yes, indeed, there was indigenous life on Mars, it would be, I think, a seriously socially transformative event. We might all of a sudden decide we want to put down the guns and the bullets and stop killing each other and sort of unite together in that question, who else is out there? And that means we would be of far less use to the warmongers and the bankers. And in looking at this constant hemming and hawing coming out of NASA, where they're saying maybe, might have been, it just almost seems like there is, in fact, a political agenda to not take that step across the line to say, yeah, Mars is habitable now, and there actually is something up there. And I know you made a comment before on some of your TV interviews. Curiosity does have a special camera with a magnifier for really extreme close-up views of parts of Mars, and there are artifacts in the wide-angle pictures, like the green spots on the rocks. And for some reason, Curiosity isn't taking a close look at those. Those could be some form of lichen. The so-called blueberries, those look remarkably like hard-shelled bacterial colonies that we see here on Earth, like small versions of the stromatolites. So what's their excuse for not looking at these interesting apparent spots?
Well, I asked Mike Malin, the principal investigator and inventor of those cameras, when he was going to take a look at that. Why doesn't he do it? He said, oh, he's absolutely going to do it. And I said, well, I'd like you to take some pictures and compare them to the images that I have in my publication way back in 1981 when I found green spots on the rocks of the Viking landing site. And everybody poo-pooed it, said there weren't any green spots. Well, they subsequently verified it, and now curiosity shows many more. Go up to those spots, take close-up images, which you say can resolve features smaller than a human hair. We can probably tell whether they're biological or not. He assured me they would, and in the response to my FOI, NASA said all the images they've taken have been published online, and there are no close-up images of any of those rocks. So I'm baffled. But I agree with your comments, Mike, that I think now NASA does know there's life on Mars.
I think so, too. We got to take a break for commercials here. We'll be gone for about 3 minutes. We'll be back. Rented Lips. Be back with Dr. Gilbert Levin.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. ImpUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at ImpUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero in the Afro-Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero in the Afro-Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Dr. Gilbert Levin, who was the designer of the labeled release experiment on the Viking landers, which showed there was biological activity taking place. Now, when it's finally confirmed that Mars has indigenous life, this is the guy who did it. And I will not let the history books cheat this man. Okay. So we have, NASA has officially basically said that Curiosity has achieved its major mission goal, which was finding that Mars was once inhabitable somewhere in the past. And of course, the global warming people are out there saying, see, there's a lesson. If we don't take care of our planet, we're going to become dead. But the idea that Mars is not habitable now is a complete assumption. And even if there was no life around the two Viking lander sites, you need to remember the Viking landers were put down on very high, flat areas to minimize the risk of damage to the landers. And there are other areas on Mars that are much lower down, much wetter, much warmer. And you cannot simply say there's no life here. That's like an alien spaceship touching down on the top of one of the mountains in the Himalayas. Not Everest, which is covered with trash right now, but one of the others there and saying, well, there's nothing here, so therefore the entire planet must be lifeless. It just doesn't really make any sense. So, you know, on what basis is NASA taking the position that Mars is not habitable now to life that simply evolved to meet the changing environment as Mars changed?
Mike, I guarantee you, if you ran a test on the top of the Himalayas, there are plenty of microorganisms thriving there. So,
all right, it was a bad analogy. I apologize for that. Okay. All right, we'll put them down in a volcano. Oh, there's nothing alive here.
Oh, that's a good one. But NASA has not said why current Mars is not habitable. I really would like to hear that rationale, especially with recent papers being published in the last couple of months of microorganisms, including lichen, surviving naked space environment, strapped to the outside of the International Space Station. They survive for a year and a half. They're subjected there to much more rigorous treatment than they would any place on Mars.
Well, we've got the extremophiles here on Earth. Every time they go a little bit further down into the crust or down into the thermal vents, they're finding they're just absolutely full of life. And I think a lot of biologists sort of have a very chauvinistic attitude of what life is, and they still tend to see it solely in terms of what we see as life here on the surface of the planet just out of the ocean. And it's very obvious that life is going to evolve to meet its environment, whether it's deep in the crust of the Earth or, again, at the top of Everest. We have down in Antarctica lots of bacteria, the Atacama Desert, and these are places on planet Earth that are, you know, a lot closer to the surface of Mars than they are to downtown Honolulu, for example.
And to these who say that maybe there could be life in certain isolated spots on Mars, well, they're just showing they don't have any respect for Mr. Darwin, because I'm sure Darwin works on Mars just like he did on Earth.
I'm sure absolutely it does, and I think when we finally become a true spacefaring race and we get out there, we're going to find that life evolves on planets and climates and environments completely, totally alien to what we have here on Earth. It'll be a completely different chemistry. They won't be using DNA. It'll be some other mechanism, kind of like the Andromeda strain. I would still like to see a probe go back to those methane pools on Titan and see if anything's swimming in there. And I think that would be a more groundbreaking discovery than trying to find life as we know it in the water underneath the ice on Jupiter's moons. And yep. I think we need to broaden our horizons. But getting on back to Mars here, it does seem, looking at all of the news stories coming out, that there is, in fact, a bias. And I think in our present circumstance, where the American people understand the extent to which the government lies to them to keep them under control, and has been doing so all along, it is a valid question to ask if NASA's pronouncements on certain things are, in fact, politically motivated.
May I just say that in the beginning, NASA called me, and many people did, a voice in the wilderness, a lone wolf crying out about life. Well, that's no longer the case. And in increasing numbers in recent months, I've been getting calls and emails from scientists, very respectable people in the field, who say they now believe that the labeled release experiment did detect life. Uh-huh. I don't have a consensus yet, but I'm no longer crying out as a lone wolf in the darkness. And I'm going to publish those names in the paper I'm preparing to give in August in Houston at the annual meeting of the Mars Society. I've been invited to give the plenary address on Mars. And I'm going to make a presentation which I hope will be so simple and straightforward and so convincing that we'll start moving towards a consensus whether NASA likes it or not.
Well, I think that's a good thing. And I know we have seen all kinds of articles in the European media about other scientists, independent scientists, looking at your labeled release data and saying, yeah, it looks to them like that was an unqualified positive result. And we saw NASA basically come in and say, oh, no, no, it couldn't be real, and we're going to go with the GCMS, even though now NASA has admitted the GCMS couldn't have possibly worked. And there was a design flaw in the experiment that didn't allow for the perchlorates in the soil. But we also know NASA never likes to admit that they were wrong about anything. And last time you were on the show, did I mention the story about the tektites?
I think you did, but go ahead, remind me.
All right, just real quick. When I was in high school, I won a science fair scholarship with a project about a type of object found on Earth called a tektite. And it's a obviously melted, vitrified, and aerodynamically shaped object that fell from the sky. But it doesn't show any signs of prolonged interaction with cosmic rays. So the implication is it had to come from someplace close, and the obvious suggestion was these were pieces of the moon blasted loose by asteroid impact, and some got swept up by the Earth's stronger gravity field, and they came down to the ground. And I did a whole project about this and making the case that they were from the moon. Then I got to go up to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and run some tests on their equipment on the tektites, and I discovered a certain level of water vapor inside the tektite glass. Well, Apollo had just come back. They brought the moon rocks back, and NASA declared the moon rocks completely, totally anhydrous. And that meant that if my tektites had water vapor in them, they couldn't come from the moon. So I changed the conclusion of my science fair project, and I still won the scholarship and everything. Then years and years later, NASA comes out and admits that, yeah, the moon rocks had water vapor in them. It was dismissed as a laboratory contaminant because, hey, we all know the moon can't contain water. And now it's been determined that the crystalline structure of the lunar soil can hold water molecules by capillary action against the vacuum of space. And so it seems like a lot of what NASA's talking about is it's politically shaped, conventional wisdom shaped, and they really weren't being the absolutely objective scientific process that we were led to believe here. And I think the same thing was definitely applying to Viking.
Well, what you have is a problem is that science has gotten so complicated now that it requires large budgets and many people to effectively run a major project. Now, all that funding for this is coming from NASA, so it makes it very difficult for those scientists to voice opinions that are contrary to the political voices coming out of NASA, for, you know, they might lose their funding.
And well, you hit the nail on the head.
When you get enormous projects requiring funding from a particular agency.
Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We're going to be gone for about 4 minutes, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. MicroPlanPowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Dr. Gilbert Levin. And I want to pull back and sort of make a couple of points about history. First of all, we all understand that we have a government that presumes to decide for us what we will know, when we will know it, what we will believe. Human-caused global warming. They're still trying to sell that one in the face of obvious facts to the contrary. And again, going back to what happened when Marco Polo came back from China, you had a ruling structure in Europe, which first of all had, up until Marco Polo, thought they were all that there was. The area around the Mediterranean, that was the earth. That's what the Old Testament had said was created, and they didn't even know about the Americas and who was living there. And now all of a sudden they're finding out about this advanced culture out in China. And the concern was you had all of the ruling bodies of Europe conspired together to try and hide this information from the ordinary people out of a fear that awareness of this new knowledge might weaken their control over the population. Now, when you have something like extraterrestrial life absolutely confirmed, it is going to change our society. It's going to change our view of our position in the universe. It's going to basically force us to see that we are just one planet amidst many. And we might be less inclined to pick up guns and kill each other over whose currency we're going to use or who gets to use the oil and the gold. And I think our power structure is very much afraid of that, especially now where their hold over us is as fragile as it is. And I think there's very definitely a propaganda reason why the U.S. government would not want an announcement that life had been confirmed elsewhere in the universe, whether it's from Viking or SETI or Curiosity, because it might be enough of a socially transformative event where they would lose control of the United States, of the American people in the world. And because of that historical precedent with Marco Polo, we know that rulers will do this sort of thing. Now, I want to make one more point, and then I'm going to give the microphone back to Dr. Levin. In the history of any planet with an intelligent technological society, there's going to be one and only one moment in all of that history where you first learn you are not alone in the universe, just like there was one and only one moment where we set foot on another celestial body. It is historic. I think that moment has already come and gone, and I think it's being hidden from us intentionally by political interests. And my goal here is that Dr. Levin, I've looked at the raw data myself, and I'm in agreement. That was a valid, positive result. And I, again, when you talk about the little green patches on the Viking and Curiosity photos, and those blueberries, which bear remarkable similarities to hard-shelled bacterial colonies here on Earth, I think there is life on Mars, and they just are concerned about announcing it, changing society to the point where they lose what little control they have left. So you're getting ready in August to present a whole new paper, and you're going to lay out all of this evidence, and you're getting the big stall from NASA over Curiosity why they're not conducting certain experiments that would be the liquid extraction, organic analysis, and just rolling over to some of these splotches on the rocks and looking at them with the hand lens camera to see if they look like lichens.
You would think that that would be the first thing they would do. But they say, no, no, they're still marching slowly towards their primary target. But they've announced that they've achieved their primary objective, so you would think they would at least do the other experiments. But strangely enough, no. And there's something about the fact that none of these people, even the scientists on Curiosity whom I know, will talk freely with me.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very interesting. You know, Craig in our control room just sent me a message. It's absolutely valid. The confirmation of life on other worlds would be seriously upsetting to organized religion, which has a long history of torturing anybody who comes up with scientific information that contradicts the Bible. And the Bible says nothing about life on other worlds. The Bible says Earth is it, and everything else is just decoration hanging around in the firmament. And although Pope Francis recently came out and said if there are Martians and they're willing to be baptized, they'll be allowed into heaven. So,
well, I don't want to speculate on the reason. I've been thinking about it a long time, but I don't want to speculate on the reason, but I have concluded that NASA, the government, does know there's life on Mars, but doesn't want us to know.
Well, let me give you two other ideas. Along with the social transformation issue, there are portions of our population who would be delighted to get the news. All the science fiction fans, all the kids. There are other people who would find that revelation very, very frightening. And what may be going on would be looking back at Orson Welles' Mercury Theater of the Air broadcast on Halloween, The War of the Worlds, where they retold the story of War of the Worlds as an ongoing live news broadcast, and it triggered riots and panics all across the country. And so somebody in the government may say, well, look, if we announce there are microbes on Mars, you know, everybody might panic. We're going to be invaded. And obviously, I don't think people are going to conflate microbes on Mars with an impending alien invasion. But that might be another factor that's in there. But at this point, knowing how much this government lies, knowing how much the control freaks want to keep control over everything that's in our heads. And again, looking back at the raw data and how you have been treated because of the conclusions of your experiment, I too am absolutely convinced there is life on Mars right now, and NASA is sort of edging up to that revelation by saying, well, we're convinced there was life on Mars once, and I guess they're waiting for some opportunity where they're going to take that final step over and say, yeah, Mars has indigenous life that evolved there independently of Earth, and it will be socially transformative, I think.
I think it would have a big impact. And, you know, if NASA thinks or announced that the LR did not detect life, they have to admit it detected something in the material on the surface of Mars that was highly reactive. That in itself is a major finding. It's the most major finding of any of the experiments that have been sent to Mars. So the question is, why haven't they gone back to try and find out what it is, even if it's not life? What is it that's causing this reaction? But in the 38 years since Viking, they've never sent an experiment back to find that out.
Well, for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with what we're talking about with the labeled release experiment, this is not a blue sky technology that was made up just for Viking. This is an adaptation of a standard process for testing civil water systems for bacterial contamination. And all it involves is you take some of the water out of the pipe and you put it in a nutrient solution that is tagged with a radioactive isotope, and then you wait for any bacteria that are in the water to ingest the nutrients and excrete radioactive material, some of which are a gas which will bubble up out of the water and hit a radiation detector overhead. This is a standard method used around the world for testing civil water systems to make sure they're clean of infection. It doesn't even identify what bacteria are there. It just says, hey, there's something here. You need to look further. And that was what the labeled release experiment did on Viking. They took some Martian soil. They put it in the nutrient solution. And then they just waited for any bacteria that were in the soil to burp. And that would be detected by the radiation detector. And that's exactly what happened.
That's what happened. But we went one step further. That result was plenty good enough on Earth, but we decided that since we're going to a strange world, maybe we better back it up with a control to prove that it wasn't something not alive that caused the reaction. And NASA agreed, and they even said what that control should be. They said, if you get a positive response, which we doubt, you should take another sample of that same soil and heat it up to a temperature that would kill any life, but not destroy any strong chemical that might have provoked that response. And they set the terms. They said that should be heating the sample to 160 degrees C, nothing on Earth survives that we know of, and holding it there for 3 hours, letting it cool, and then running the experiment again. If you get no response, that means you have killed organisms, and we will accept that as proof of life. If you get a response, that means you haven't detected organisms, but there's some chemical that's mimicking life in your experiment. But when we satisfy those criteria, they immediately move the goalposts.
That sounds politically motivated to me. We have one more commercial break, and then we're going to come back for the last segment of today's show with Dr. Gilbert Levin and Life on Mars. Microbial, little tiny life's not going to get in a spaceship and come on down here and inconvenience us. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporation. Too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Our guest is Dr. Gilbert Levin. This is the last segment of our show today, and I want to start off this segment with a little story, which I think illustrates very much the reality of what NASA is like. And it goes back to the loss of the Space Shuttle Challenger. And I actually knew one of the crew members, Judy Resnick, and I'd worked with her in Houston just 3 months before the flight. And NASA's official position was, we don't know what caused it. All the systems were working. When concerns were raised about the poor quality design of the segments for the solid rocket boosters, and in particular the O-rings, and Morton Thiokol had said, look, don't launch this thing after you've had this cold a night. And NASA's position was, well, there's no reason to think the O-rings were a problem. And they maintained that up until Richard Feynman walked into the hearings with a glass of ice water, with a piece of the O-ring material in it, in a clamp, took it out of the ice water, undid the clamp, and the O-ring was still in its crushed position, proving that all the numbers about the durability of the material used in the O-rings were just a complete fabrication by NASA wanting to put forward a certain image. And over time it came out there had been other burn-throughs on the SRBs. NASA knew there was a problem, was trying to basically keep up with the schedule, and it was all driven by politics and a bunch of MBAs. And I remember I was with NASA when they went from the old NASA to the new NASA, when the scientists were taken out of the control positions and it was all turned over to political appointees and MBAs, and it was an absolute disaster. But we now understand, because of this, because of the water vapor and the Apollo moon rocks, that what NASA tells the public is very often constrained by political realities, political pressure, commercial interests, certainly. Now, we understand that the church is going to be very threatened by the announcement of absolute proof of life in other worlds. It doesn't fit in with their theology, and the church reacts very negatively to that. Now, my personal opinion, for those of you who go over to my website and read about it, I think this whole theory of the Big Bang is actually just more religion trying to look like science, because when Edwin Hubble discovered the redshift, he himself did not make any implications about it, meaning anything at all. He just said, the further an object is away from Earth, the more the spectrum is redshifted. And we know there are multiple explanations for it, including phenomena like Raleigh scattering. It was a Catholic priest who was also an astronomer, Georges Lemaître, who said, the redshift means they're flying away from us, and if we wind the time clock backward, it means they all come together to a single moment of creation. Huzzah, huzzah! Science has proven the biblical story of a supreme moment of creation. And the Big Bang Theory really took off at that point, but it should have ended when Einstein came along with his theory of general relativity, which would have meant it was impossible for this singularity to ever escape its own gravity field. But under pressure and encouragement from religious institutions, cosmologists were funded to try and find an explanation around all of this, why the laws of physics simply did not apply for the first few seconds the universe was in existence. You know, magic happened. You know, God did this, and then the laws of physics took over. And it basically means the Large Hadron Collider at CERN is no different than the big cathedrals of Europe or Stonehenge or the pyramids. It is a fantastically expensive construction attempting to communicate with the gods. And we know science in our culture is subordinate to political and religious and economic influences. And I think that's what happened here. And the more I look at this and the more these other scientists around the world look at it, the more we need to recognize that Dr. Gilbert Levin is the man who first confirmed life exists on other worlds in the universe. And I really am going to wish you a lot of luck coming up in August. And if there's anything I can personally do to support you and help get this stuff out, do not hesitate to call me on that at all. And we've got about maybe 7 minutes left if there's anything else you'd like to share with our listeners.
Well, first of all, I would just like to say I'm very impressed, Mike, with your knowledge about this life on Mars business. You really are into the science. And for being a radio host, I think remarkably informed. I really appreciate that. You have not said anything wrong, as far as I'm concerned, listening to what you said about the label release experiment and life on Mars. So I think that's very good. In addition to the talk I'm going to give August 8th in Houston, I've been invited to a debate sponsored by the Mars Express people, which is going to be held July 31st at American University here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I'm not certain yet whom my debate opponent will be. They've been trying to get Chris McKay, but don't know whether or not he can cross the country for it. At any rate, I hope it also stirs up additional interest and comment, and I'm looking forward to new scientist names coming to join the list that I will publish in my paper that I give at Houston.
All right, that will be amazing. I think we're in a place in history where there are way too many persons of influence who are afraid of the facts and the truth, whether it's the facts behind our political corruptions or the facts of science. And I know our technology has seen tremendous advancement, but it almost seems like culturally and socially, we're not that far removed from the days of Galileo, when scientists would find information that contradicted the accepted wisdom or the desired propaganda. And fortunately, of course, they're not going to torture you and burn you at the stake, I hope. But we should never, as a people, as a culture, as a civilization, we should never be afraid of scientifically validated facts, even if they contradict cherished beliefs, and certainly not if they contradict certain political agendas.
Well, I don't know about that burning at the stake in the modern context. I was told by a very prominent scientist at NASA that, you know, you can keep trying to talk, but we are going to marginalize you. So that's the same as being burned at the stake professionally.
We saw a lot of that with this whole global warming nonsense. Everybody who stood up and said, look, the world is getting colder. And said, oh, no, we're going to take away your funding, going to take away your tenure, and we're going to have the media ridicule you. And no, it's not as severe as actually being physically burned at the stake. But yes, it is the modern equivalent. And everybody who criticized the so-called science behind global warming has been subjected to a modern version of the Inquisition, as have you.
Yeah, well, the big problem that I cannot understand is why the journalists don't really seize on this, and instead of asking NASA the hard questions, they merely take the NASA releases about what wonderful things Curiosity has done. Well, I'm trying to find the wonderful scientific things that Curiosity has done, and I can't find them. I keep finding statements from the investigators, oh, we've gotten wonderful data, but either that data is not produced, or it's stuff that we've known all along. And the new data that they could get, they're not either looking for or certainly not reporting. A mystery. Where are the journalists?
Well, today's idea of a journalist is somebody who accepts the press handouts and parrots them. And to go back on your very kind compliment to me, I wasn't always a talk radio host, and I did come originally from a science background before I got into motion pictures, and now I'm a talk radio host. The idea of a journalist that would be on the level of an Edward R. Murrow, that's now actively discouraged because there are so many people who see their role as controlling what we know and what we think and what we believe for their benefit.
You mentioned Edward R. Murrow. Just the other night, I'm watching some talking heads on the news, and I said, where is Edward R. Murrow? That's whom we need.
We really do. We are out of time. Dr. Levin, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to communicate with you by email about your upcoming events and also about scheduling another interview with you in August about the same time that you're doing this presentation here. So thank you for spending this last hour with us. This is all so exciting, and it's frustrating to just see the hard facts and data in front of us and just see this massive structure saying, we don't see it, we don't hear it, you can't make us, And it is frustratingly extreme. Dr. Gilbert, goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right, there we go. All right, there's the music. It's time for Claire and I to head on out of here. Today's our day to go out with these Feed the Hungry programs here on the island of Oahu. Have a good weekend. We'll be back here on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay angry, make good choices. Share what you know with who you know. Please go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button. We're not going to make it without you. It is that serious. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.